Governor Abbott, Texas House members stand strong to secure border. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott joined members of the Texas House of Representatives for a press conference at Shelby Park in Eagle Pass to outline their joint efforts to continue expanding border security operations to keep Texans safe from President Joe Biden's dangerous open border policies. In Texas, we've been able to achieve a decrease in illegal crossings only because of great teamwork, said Governor Abbott. Part of that teamwork is our partnership with the Texas National Guard, and we are currently working with the Texas Military Department to add more razor wire, anti-climb barrier, and personnel. The tools and strategies that DPS and the Texas Military Department use to secure the border would not happen without members of the Texas legislature, like those with me here today. Working together, we will expand current operations in other parts of the border to decrease illegal immigration and ensure that we add more soldiers in the border region. The governor was joined at the press conference by Representatives Greg Bonin, Benjamin Bumgarner, Dustin Burroughs, Briscoe Kane, Giovanni Capriglione, Mano Diala, Stan Gerds, Cody Harris, Cole Hefner, Lacey Hull, Stan Kitzman, Stephanie Click, Jeff Leach, Candy Noble, Matt Shaheen, John Smithy, David Spiller, Lynn Stuckey, Kronda Timish, and Ellen Troclair. The governor was also joined by Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, Deputy Director Freeman Martin, Adjutant General of Texas Major General Thomas Sulzer, and Texas Border Czar Mike Banks. Prior to the press conference, Governor Abbott held a border security briefing for members of the Texas House of Representatives to update them on Texas's unprecedented border security efforts due to President Biden's complete refusal to secure the border and keep Texans, and Americans, safe. Deputy Director Martin, Major General Sulzer, and Border Czar Banks outlined the different tools and strategies deployed by Operation Lone Star to secure the Texas-Mexico border. Deputy Director Martin touted the work DPS has done, mentioning that Texas law enforcement has made more than 39,000 criminal arrests and seized over 458 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in America. Major General Sulzer then highlighted Texas National Guard soldiers' efforts to defend Texas from the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border, including taking Shelby Park as a base camp to curb the flow of illegal crossings. Border Czar Banks touted Operation Lone Star's border security measures, pointing to the effective deterrent strategies currently deployed along the Texas-Mexico border that have resulted in low border crossings. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott was joined by 13 of America's governors who stand in solidarity with Texas's right to defend itself against President Biden's border crisis.